May the blessings of steadfast perseverance be upon us tonight. It is June the 11th, 2015, and I have a message for you from the Lord, a sweet message about perseverance, something we all need right now. And you probably noticed I didn't post a video yesterday. This fibro has been, it's been jumping on me like a crocodile. I mean, it's been rough. And everything has been just such an effort. And I almost didn't make it tonight, but I decided to give it one more try after my third nap. So here I am. Thanks be to God and His mercy and His grace. And I'm sharing that with you because He told me that many of you are going through trials right now. Maybe not the same kind that I'm going through, but I'll just go ahead and begin the message and you'll see what he's saying. He began, "I know these last 2 days have been really hard for you, my love. I'm allowing you to be stretched. I need your prayers and fast offerings. So much is at stake. All my brides are being stretched right now, and this will get more trying, more demanding, and more out of your comfort range as we draw closer to that moment when I remove you. The days are lengthening, and so is evil, more and more, dominating your land. With every day, the noose grows tighter until at last it will break out into the open. You will see it, but not be affected by it, if you obey me. Pray continuously for innocent victims, those who get caught in the middle between a decaying system and the iron jaws of a new government. Many are so uninformed, they will be totally caught off guard by what closes in around them. Even now, I am dispatching more and more angels to uphold peace in your homes. Much of the suffering you will endure and are enduring is interior as you pray and contemplate the dynamics at work and how your world will be changed forever. Yet I would not have you linger there. There's a better place for you to take refuge. Very simply, my heart. Come, my bride, and tuck your head into my heart, where the waves are always calm, where the sun of my love is always shining on you, where the melody is always fair and sweet. A place of rest in times of turmoil, a never-failing refuge from the storm. I have given you the key to my heart, the doors always open and waiting for your sweet presence. Oh, how I love the sweet fellowship of our times together. This truly is the high point of my day, when my bride comes knocking and seeking the warmth of my presence. In those times, your faithfulness, obedience, and affection are a healing balm that brings comfort to my heart, which is continually exposed to so much hatred. The chaos that springs from hatred has torn the whole world into bits and pieces. When I created the earth, I desired that there be a certain amount of fellowship between all races, tribes, and tongues. Yes, it was necessary to divide, but now my heart is to unite mankind under one banner of love in my kingdom, truly one world under God. But without my rule, this cannot be done. The selfishness of mankind always finds a way to gain an advantage and suppress the rights of others to increase their own. This begins the never-ending spiral of degradation that Satan intends for all my creation. If Adam and Eve had not done the deed, sooner or later another would have. So you see, the necessity of my rule is without question the only way to attain this. I will enforce justice gently, but as firmly as is necessary to maintain individual rights. As I have said before, nothing will be lacking to anyone. poverty will be extinct, because in my world, no one will go without. And I asked him at that point, he said, but Lord, won't that create an environment that leads to lukewarmness? That's a very good question. It will for those who do not have wisdom, but part of your job will be to teach wisdom and self-control, that the souls I entrust to my brides will grow up into their full potential. As you yourself have experienced, abundance is some kind of challenge. Focus is easily lost when there's too much. But I will be sure to offer opportunities and resources that are not so much a symptom of overabundance as they are of utility, providing for the continual expansion of a soul. What I'm saying is that I just want you all to know there's a new world coming, and it's nothing like what the enemy has planned to destroy you with. Yes, there is a new world coming, where the knowledge of my love will fill the seas and extend to even the most remote and isolated of places. How beautiful will it be to see mankind in his Eden, living in the justice of heaven. Take heart, my beloved ones, take heart. Make ready that place inside of you that longs for me and for my kingdom to come, my will to be done. Make ready your heart and mind to accommodate the riches of my kingdom come and my will be done. Yes, it is coming. Yet a little while and you will no longer dwell in darkness. You will ascend with me to the place I have diligently prepared for each and every one of you, where we shall be together forever and ever and ever. Be strengthened in resolve with these words, and hide them in your hearts. How I long to immerse you in the joy of my world. Keep your heart and mind in this place. It will bring stability in times of chaos.